Welcome in! Latest episode of that SAC podcast. Shane, what time is it? What day is it? I don't even know. You know, how are you? I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is. And now I don't know how to work a computer.
Been good, man. Been good. Obviously, big news over here, catching up on some of those Vanderbilt miles. I am now 5 miles in. Yesterday was a little dicey, man. I tried to mix it up, you know, because I was like, I'm here by the national park. It'd be nice to walk in the park. I think that would be better for the camera. And I get out there, and as I'm pulling in, the gate says they close at dusk, you know, like when the sun goes down. And I was like, well, I don't know what time that is. So I'm walking on this trail, and I asked Siri, I said, what time's the sunset, you know? And I had no signal. So then I went like full panic, right? Because now I'm in these woods. And as I'm going back, there's several forks in the road that I was not anticipating. And thank God I had that All Trails app, or I would have been deep in those woods.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I could have died. I could have died, Mike.
Yeah. What would you have done? I mean, are you able to like hunt for your food or anything like that?
No. No. I mean, I believe it or not, I've stored up some food over the years, you know, part of the problem. But I think I'd be fine, right? I probably could live in the woods for a while. The temperature, I don't know what the temperature dropped to last night. But listen, I've watched enough Survivor shows where, and I'm not that far. I'm a half a mile from the truck course. That's how some of these stories start. You know what I'm saying? I kind of knew the direction of the lake. And I was like, if I could get down to the lake, worst case scenario, I could find some houses there. But needless to say, I had that app, thank God, and was able to get out of there.
Wait, I don't think this is true. James says the 12 miles were supposed to be walked last Thursday. It's this Thursday. No,
this Thursday. I was wanting to do it before the tournament because me and Mike are going to get together in Nashville for the SEC tournament. We've got some really cool stuff heading your way, so just be sure to have those notifications on. Some sit down interviews you probably weren't expecting, but you are definitely going to enjoy. And I wanted to get those knocked out before I got down there, so I will be down there Friday and Saturday, heading back Sunday of next week for the SEC tournament.
Shane is the food.
I am the food, right? Yeah. Well, I was walking back. You know, it's funny. I spotted a deer, right? The deer scared the shit out of me. These are some creepy woods. I don't know. Somebody's died several times back there, you know?
Did you take a weapon or anything?
A little haunted, right? No. But I will next time, you know? And I'm going back, and I was like, damn, I scared the deer. And I was thinking of I scared the deer, you know? Like, I didn't think there was bears over here, you know? this big burly black bear over here, you know? So, and it's always fun. Like, I always enjoy the parks and the hikes and stuff. But it is kind of weird when you come across, like, an individual also on that hike, right? Because, you know, for 20, 30 minutes, you're out there just you and God, you know, you're just kind of thinking about stuff. And all of a sudden it's bam, it's another person, you know, kind of lost. It's like, oh, how do I not look creepy? You
know? Mike says he's never camping with you, Shane. Sorry.
No. I am the survivor. So, oh, I was so bad at directions too. And I really did. I did have a panic moment when I was up there because I started thinking, you know, because it's a loop. It was a 2 mile loop. I thought this will be perfect. I'll get my 2 miles. I'm 0.5 in, and I'm like, do I turn back around or do I go 1.5? You know, and then I was just thinking to myself, what if I do the 1.5 and then all of a sudden this elevation is? Oh, that's another thing I didn't mention. I mean, I started off with a flat track and now I'm doing elevation and stuff. I was not ready for that. That's a whole different. If you thought 25 minute. Mile pace was slow. By gosh, you should have seen this one. It was up there. But I was thinking to myself, if I go 1.5, what if it goes up on a mountain and stuff? I could get stuck up here, you know?
Right. So Important question from Texas Dog. And maybe you won't get this joke, Shane, because I don't know how much time you're spending on the trails.
Yeah.
But there's always these guys. Are you a single or double hiking stick kind of guy?
No, yeah, with the trek poles. No. But I would say this. Going up was a lot easier. Coming down, you know, when you get older, you start negotiating heights and steps and stuff like that. Especially if you ever fall down steps, you kind of reevaluate every move you make. And so I was thinking to myself, I think the next time that I go out here, I will bring one stick, solo stick.
Yeah, Mike, another great point. Now we know why you didn't want to do your miles here. I mean, it's treacherous when you, you live right across the street from a park. You could knock it all out in an afternoon.
Yeah, but it's not fun, right? I was trying to just do something different for the cousins, you know. I did a nice little trail near where I used to live, my daughter lives, and then I did the first one just down here at the park, right? So this one was over at Panther Creek. They got a couple of cool trails over there. I thought about doing a few up in the Smokies because I'll be there this week, so I don't know, but I just want to get them done, right? But it's been kind of nice. At first, it really sucked. Day one, day two's been kind of rough, but I didn't walk today. So that's when I'm afraid, like, if I take a day off, like, it's tough to get back on the wagon. So I got to get back on it tomorrow.
Well, that's why we're doing this early, so you can get on it tonight.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do. As soon as it get done, I'll start walking again.
Have you really been to Panther Creek if you haven't almost died at Panther Creek? That's what I always say.
I tell you, man. Oh, I'm not knocking Panther Creek. It's a great park, but this was like the second entrance. I thought to myself, hey, Panther Creek's may close, you know, so this second entrance there, the boat ramp area, I was like, that'd be perfect. But the further you get away from it, like I said, it almost looked like a tornado went through there. I don't know. It just, and then I didn't want to put my AirPods in. A lot of times I like to put my AirPods in and listen some music or podcast or something like that. And I was like, you know what? I need all senses out here today, you know, and trees creak. I was like, dude, if one of these branches fall on me, I'm cooked, brother.
Well, I guess we could talk walking for an hour, or we can get into we got the SEC basketball tournament, Shade. It's official. Here is the bracket.
Where's Tennessee? I thought we were higher.
Well, they were, and then they lost.
I know. I messed with you. Stupid Vanderbilt.
But as expected, I mean, we knew this for some time. Florida, number one seed.
Yeah.
They've got the double bye. Mm-hmm. We won't see them tipping off till Friday. Vanderbilt, we got the other bye after beating Tennessee. Bama, which has been on a heater, just whooped Auburn's ass. I don't know if you saw it, Shane, but they were yelling Nepto baby at little Bruce Pearl's son, Stephen Pearl. That was pretty hilarious. Mm-hmm. Arkansas got a big win. There was a lot of good games over the weekend. I did nothing but watch basketball on Saturday, so that was fun. Arkansas beat Missouri. Mm-hmm. That was a hell of a game. And so then the teams with the byes, Missouri, Tennessee, Georgia, and Texas A&M. So, you know, if you're looking at a kind of like a sleeper type, all these teams are usually the sleepers are the ones that have at least one bye. And then opening round, so these are typically the losers, but LSU-Kentucky, I can't remember the last time Kentucky's been on opening night. Mississippi State-Auburn, Ole Miss-Texas, and South Carolina-Oklahoma. So
yeah,
as you got the bracket here, Shane, anything stand out to you?
Well, you know, I mean, it sucks for my Vols, right, to lose, but you know, you have a Met out. I think really, brother, it's Florida Gators and everybody else right now. This whole pack there for a while, I didn't see a lot of separation, but damn, I do not want to play the Gators at all. And if you're a Gators fan, you're like, hey, we're about to put up another banner. That's what it feels like right now. But crazy thing about these tournaments, Mike, just because you know what should happen doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Hey, shout out. Mike. I mean, Mike's on fire tonight.
Yeah.
Damn it. Where was it? I just had it up here. He said, Shane, for 12 months, no miles, walks one day, got to get back on the horse or else.
I love it that I'm giving suggestions on Trek polls now. I've just been doing this for 3 days now.
So, and here are the odds to win it. So you basically nailed it there. I mean, Florida, obviously the favorite, minus 180. So you have to put down it's not even worth betting Florida to win it because they're such a heavy favorite. But Alabama and Arkansas next, best odds 7-1. Mm-hmm. Tennessee 8.5-1. Vanderbilt 18-1. Kentucky, how about that? 35-1. So there's still some Kentucky love in the betting market. Georgia and A&M 55-1. Mizzou 80-1. Texas 100-1. Auburn 125-1, LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Oklahoma all 300-1. And old FanDuel said to hell with Carolina, we're not even going to give them odds. Let's say you just wanted to put, I think everybody would bet Florida to win it.
Yeah.
But if you, let's say you're just getting risky, Shane, and you're like, you're spinning that wheel at the roulette table and you just got 20 bucks to burn.
Uh-huh.
Who would you throw it on here? Just a wild card, not Florida.
Buckyball, baby. Give me Texas A&M. Like, if I want, you know, a chance, right? Can you bring that bracket back up? One of the things that I guess kind of stood out to me was you got the bye, right?
And then stay away from Florida.
Yeah, you got South Carolina or Oklahoma, right? And then you got Arkansas, which is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, right? You just don't know which one you're going to get there. I just feel like the toughest one, I mean, I could easily see Texas A&M playing Florida or Tennessee in the SEC championship here, or the SEC tournament.
Damn, look at that. I mean, you're just a natural basketball analysis here, Shane. You go for a couple walks, it's unlocked a new intelligence in you. You know what?
Well, when you can't listen to music, you're completely locked in. You're thinking about a lot of things, you know?
And a couple of these teams, most notably Auburn.
Yeah.
They really need to win to get into the dance, the big dance. If they lose to Mississippi State round one, they're not getting in, I don't think. And even if they advance and lose to Tennessee, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion they're in. But I think if they beat Tennessee, I think they'll be a lock to get in. So, you know, that's something to consider. Oklahoma, I haven't looked at the latest bracketology, but I think Oklahoma, if they made a nice run here, maybe an outside shot to get in. Apologies if I'm wrong about that, but I think they're on the bubble as well. I think those are the only true bubble teams we have in the conference right now.
Bo thinks I'm going for the jinx here.
Well, whatever you hype up A&M, we know what happens.
Yeah,
you know what?
I know. Good luck to you. So, brother, that's a cool thing about this tournament. Like I said, it's a true dart throw here, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting, and looking for all the coverage that's coming into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get down there and see what's going on. So
where are we eating? Have you picked any restaurants or anything? I mean, I've been eating good, so I was thinking.
I have been picking out the best salad and tofu joints here in Nashville.
I was afraid. If I see a vegan on the front sign, I'm walking out, man. I'm walking out.
I've got a lot of good vegan places picked out for you.
Do you?
Fried tofu, man. Can't beat it.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can.
All right. Hey, man, I lost my notes here when everything hit the fan here. But, okay, here we go. Did you see this? I got in some trouble.
Oh.
I'm always getting in trouble, it seems like, these days, Shane. But our buddy Josh Pate.
Yeah?
He put out his list of the best. I'm sure we'll do this at some point this weekend, or excuse me, this offseason. Toughest places to play in college football. Did you see this? And did you see who he put number one?
Oh, yeah. Of course I did.
Do you agree with it?
Yeah.
After losing three home games, including getting your ass spanked by Vanderbilt in the last one, losing to Oklahoma, losing to Georgia.
Here's the thing.
Toughest place in college football. They sure as hell don't win a lot there for as tough as it is.
Oh, I try to. This list is skewed a little bit, right? Because you base it off a Tennessee Vanderbilt game, or you base it off
it's a big game,
an LSU A&M game at the end of the year or something. You know, it's just I just some of these. You think of these cathedrals like the Death Valleys and the Neyland Stadiums and all these. Oh, I mean, there's a ton of them in the SEC, and I'm not trying to leave Williams-Brice even. You know, it's just at the right moment, those places, they're alive. And when I think of these lists that come out, I have to feel that Josh Pate is solely basing this off of experience. So I don't know exactly what game he was at, but we've all been to a game at our stadium where it felt like the damn thing was going to collapse. And I've been to Neyland many a times and thought just that. I remember the Ole Miss-Tennessee game, right? That place was freaking nuts. That was one of the craziest games I've ever been to.
Another loss.
Forget how it ended. But But the environment, right? You're trying, what's the toughest place to play? That was an intimidating environment. You go to Death Valley when it's elite at night with those drunk LSU fans, it's elite. You know, the swamp in the 90s, nobody wanted to go there. You know, it felt like you survived the swamp, even if you lost down there. So, yeah, I think this is obviously going to be biased, but it's more biased, I think, on what Josh Pate experienced in whatever game he saw Neyland. By God, I hope I was there too, because I think I could, that's why I could put them, if not at number one, at least in that top five mix.
Yeah. Well, I watched his video breakdown. He mentioned the Bama game 22.
Well, that's a good one.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And yeah, all I said was I wouldn't put Tennessee number one. I'd put them in the top three. That ain't good enough for some people. You know what?
Mike's on them nootropics. He says 5 minutes later, Shane agrees.
So LSU,
yeah,
he put number two, Florida, the Swamp, number five, Jordan Hare. I don't get the Jordan Hare love. I really don't. Seven, Kyle Field, eight, Bryant Denny, nine, Sanford Stadium, 10. So those are all the SEC schools he had on there.
Because right now, wouldn't you say Sanford? Like, I think Georgia is one of the toughest places to play right now. But
yeah,
what do you base a tough place to play? Do you base it off crowd noise? I mean, because if you're just going off decibels, right, then, yeah, I could see Neyland being number one. But just a tough, like, just the intimidating factor, how could you not say Georgia when you walk in there and that smoke's going, you know? So I feel like, yeah, it's just based off a few factors there.
Well, and I always get shit for this. I always tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
The loudest damn stadium I've ever experienced. Can you remember? I've said it a bunch of times.
Mm-mm.
Oregon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, again, and I don't know, they build it into a damn crater, and it's a small stadium compared to SEC. It's like, mm-hmm, I think it's like less than 60. I think it's just under 60,000, but I've never experienced anything quite that loud. So I'm not saying it's number one, but
yeah,
I'm just saying I never experienced anything quite like that stadium.
Now your senses could be dulled a little bit with all that tofu you ate up there.
Yeah, they got legal stuff up there. Maybe I was a little all the wacky
maybe
tobacco.
It was the mushrooms you had.
But it was pretty damn loud, so I'd put it up there.
Yeah, pot noise, they say.
I'm sure they did. It was Tennessee. I just remember it was so much fun going up there.
Yeah.
Tennessee took the lead 3-0, and I was talking so much shit to all those fans.
Uh-huh.
And then Oregon won. I think the final score was like 55-3. So they just
I remember that
beat
one.
The hell, yeah, out of them after that first. But that first three, Tennessee was there. You know what?
I think about the time I convinced myself that we had a shot in that game, right? And I think we did for one quarter, and then they absolutely destroyed us. Don't look that game up. It was miserable.
Yeah. Well, you know what's not miserable, Shane?
What's that?
Actually, it is kind of. These damn schedules in the SEC in 2026. Shout out our buddy, cousin Kyle Lovingood. You know, he asked us other day. Again, I don't. I need to reach out to him or get him to reach out to us, I guess. But he said, "Hey, A&M's got the 14th rated schedule out of 16 in the SEC." So I don't know where he came up with this. I don't know what metric he's using. So I just said, "Hell, I'll just come up with our own metric here, Shane." So I wanted to talk the toughest schedules in the SEC in 2026. How's that sound?
Oh, I love it when it's your list, Mike.
But hey, so I've really tried to break this down as best as I can. It's not even necessarily a list, but I think you'll get a sense of the toughest and the easiest just based on this information here. So,
can I ask you before you get into it?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, it's important. Asterisk, if you will, we're going to a 9-game SEC schedule, so all schedules are going to be tougher than they were last season. You got one bye week as opposed to two bye weeks, so again, that makes it tougher. But when you're doing least impressive to toughest, is the ceiling closer to the floor here? Is this one of those, or is there a couple that you're like, oh man, they really got lucky here?
Yeah, well, see, I did. Now, maybe I'm cheating a little bit here, but I didn't really even go 1 through 16.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like you said, it is different.
Yeah.
So I have it broken down into, there's a handful of teams here, Shane, that have five SEC road games.
Yeah.
Now, not everybody has that. They've done a good job of trying to balance out the schedules as much as they can, but the vast majority have four SEC road games. So, again, I'm breaking it down into that. We've also got teams that only have four meaningful home games. And there's, of course, neutral sites games in there as well. So I kind of have broken it all down into these factors. So let's do, just because this is how my notes are, the teams that have five SEC road games.
Yeah.
And there's not many of them. There's six. So there's six teams, Shane, that have five conference road games. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I think the easiest, LSU, Shane, easiest five among the teams that have five SEC road games. Ole Miss, I mean, that's going to be a damn war. I'm not saying that's easy. But give me Kentucky. Auburn, both those, Auburn and Kentucky, first-year coaches. Arkansas at the tail end, first-year coach. And Tennessee, who knows what that's going to be. So, again, this is not easy. But if we're just looking at the road games of teams that have five SEC road games, I think it's the best five-game SEC slate you can get.
Golly. Oh, man, I'm looking at this one because the other day I just talked about how tough LSU's schedule was, you know. Right.
And we're not looking at the home games here. We'll get to the home games.
Yeah. But
we're just looking at the road games.
The road games, I see where you're coming from, even though, yeah, one of those was in the college football playoffs last year. One was at the door of it. So I can't argue.
Wait, who was at the door of it? Tennessee?
We had it for a minute, didn't we? All right. You may be right.
All right, then I think this one is a little bit more difficult. But again, only the second most challenging among SEC teams that have five SEC road games. Give me Alabama at Kentucky, first-year coach, Mississippi State. Who knows if Jeff Lebby is even going to be there at this point. Yeah. At Tennessee, that's been a house of horrors for Bama, so certainly that's not going to be easy. At LSU, you kind of own LSU, though, and you own Lane Kiffin. DeBoer's never lost to LSU, so that's, I'm not saying that's going to be a layup by any means, but that's the most challenging one on paper. And then at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Again, five road games in the SEC, it's literally never been done, so we don't know how manageable it is, but
yeah.
It's, you know, there's a lot of, I'll put it this way, Shane. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Bama should have a winning record on the road this season. Is that fair or not?
That's fair. Yes. Right.
And if they don't, oh, buddy.
I would say, honestly, odds are they go at least 4-1 in that stretch.
Ooh, at least 4-1, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm higher on Alabama than you are. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, I'll just say it, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, even though I'm walking for Vanderbilt. And then it's a coin toss, Tennessee or LSU. I feel like they lose one of those.
Okay. We know which one you're picking. All right. Now, how about this one?
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, Shane. Shout out the Commodores. Again, we're just looking at the road games. It's not going to be easy. And this is kind of different. Like, I'm not trying to pick Vanderbilt versus Auburn, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Florida. I'm just evaluating the teams on the road, if that makes sense. And I think your dog just ran over a plate.
Did
there.
You hear that?
But again, Auburn, first year coach, Georgia, that's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah,
especially if Jared Curtis is your starting quarterback, it's going to be interesting. At Kentucky, at Mississippi State, at Florida. Again, difficult, but not insurmountable.
I'm sorry. My kids just swooped by, and the only thing they saw was Brodo saying, "Lane flushes his farts." Thanks, Brodo. That's the crazy part, right? At the end of the day, Mike, we're talking five road games, and you're correct. If you have a freshman quarterback, that is, like you said, not only not been done, but definitely not done by a freshman quarterback. So that one's kind of crazy. And, brother, one of the things that also you got to think of is, like, we're sitting here anticipating how good or bad some of these teams are. I remember going into last season, everybody made a joke about how easy Texas schedules was, but then right. You didn't realize that, you know, Vanderbilt was going to be good. You didn't realize that Oklahoma was going to be a playoff team. So that could happen here. Auburn could be better than we thought. Florida could be better than we thought. So, five road games, I don't care who it is, it's going to be tough in this conference.
But would you agree, though, that, again, we'll go back to Alabama real quick.
Yeah.
I'd rather play at Alabama's road than Vanderbilt's. Okay. Because, I mean, these are some tough aren't good.
I feel like that's a closer one, though. That is pretty close.
It is, but we're getting progressively harder each one, yeah, right? Okay. So,
yes. Sorry.
Good yes. luck, Will Stein. Again, everybody's loving up this guy, and I hope they're right, and I hope I'm wrong. But good luck, Kentucky, facing at A&M, at Carolina, which has your number now, at Oklahoma, just went to the playoff, as did A&M, Tennessee, and at Missouri. Ooh. I mean, that's a nightmare. I don't know. They can win a couple of these, but I don't think they're going to be favored in a single one of them.
Yeah, but when we get to those, you know how we like to do optimism, and we like to do those best case scenarios. All five of those teams, best case scenario, makes college football playoff next year, in my opinion. Best case scenario. Everything, if the stars align. But that's your road games for Kentucky. And obviously, you're not going to be playing them against your best case scenario, but there are – Kentucky will be lucky to win two of those games, in my opinion, right now. Damn. Did he see that schedule before he signed up?
All right, how about this one, Shane? Again, they got mocked all season for how easy their schedule was. It ain't easy this year. How about this road slate for A&M? At LSU, at Mizzou, at Bama, and the Bama one, it's even more difficult because it's eight games in 8 weeks. At South Carolina, which that's been a battle for A&M the last couple of years, and at Oklahoma coming off a playoff. So this is a tough one here.
Golly. Damn, this one's a murder's row as well. Oh, poor Billy Lucci seeing this. I can't wait to hear the positive spin on this road show.
They might pay us to go to the Tennessee game, depending on how some of these games go. You know what?
Oh my gosh, brother! What, you don't know what their over under is yet, do you?
No, we don't.
Okay, all right.
But I would. I kind of am setting it at 8.5.
Yeah, that's. And all of those going to be on the road, you know?
All right, so the last one here, Shane.
Yes.
There's only one more team that's got five SEC road games.
Yeah.
And I think it's the damn most difficult one of all. Shout out our buddy, Alex Golish. Good luck, Golish, at Tennessee, at Georgia. That's back-to-back, by the way. At Ole Miss, could very well be in the playoff again. At Mississippi State, which you can mock Mississippi State, but you cannot mock the environment down there, and at Alabama.
Wow. Wow. You're just thinking to yourself, because I'm looking also at the home games in this scenario. I'm like, hey, these look pretty nice. Could we not have flipped some of these? So new coach is getting hit right in the mouth here, man. Three of them. Three on this list. Lane Kiffin, Stein, and Golish will have five road games. Pretty impressive. Pretty crazy.
Did they cook it up this way? I don't know.
You know that Sankey. He's always up to something.
All right. So now the rest of the SEC.
Yes.
Only has four SEC road games.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest. Again, I don't think it's fair, Shane, but it is what it is. I'm going Georgia with, there we go, at Arkansas, at Bama, at Ole Miss, at South Carolina. So, again, this ain't easy. Uh-huh. I mean, you might go 2-2.
Oh,
but this is, I think, the easiest among the SEC.
Now, are you just factoring away games, right, on
Correct.
This one, too?
Yeah.
Because I think paired with the home games, I could see Georgia having the easiest schedule, period. So, yeah. I mean, it's not – I'm not saying they got it, you know, it's all rainbows and butterflies here. They got some not trap games. I mean, they're going to be some damn games. Alabama beat you, right? Ole Miss mm-hmm. has beaten you last year. So, yeah, this is still going to be a tough road, but – yeah, it's a four. I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate having this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if Ole Miss is dominant again?
It's the Ole Miss. That's the one for me.
Right. And see, I'm down on Alabama. Fair yeah. or not, I'm down on them. So I think this is manageable. Okay. Also, what's manageable, Shane?
Yeah.
Your new best friend, Johnson, bro. Come on, buddy. Now, he's got five. Road games, but one of them is out of conference, of course. Mm-hmm. Florida's got Auburn, Mizzou, Texas, Kentucky, and Florida State. So, again, I think it's, you know, there's going to be some losses here.
Yeah.
But I think there could be a lot of wins, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This looks good. This looks good. Obviously, I'm on that wagon, right? I'm on the Florida Gator fan train right now, and I feel like this is a pretty good schedule for the road. You've got the toughest games that you're going to have. Most of them are going to be at home, which I think you would like. But, give me some Florida Gator away schedule here. But it's not easy. Not easy.
And now that Tennessee's capable of beating Florida again, they just took them off of schedule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, Sankey. Come on.
It does look weird without Tennessee on there, right?
Well, speaking of Tennessee, I got them next, Shane.
Mm.
Again, we're just doing road games, right? Very manageable here. We don't know about Georgia Tech. That could be tough, especially uh-huh. Tennessee breaking a new quarterback, but so is Georgia Tech. At Arkansas, at Carolina, at A&M, at Vanderbilt. Mm. That's a manageable
That's
road
the easiest
slate.
One. That's the easiest one right there, Mike.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Compared to the ones I've seen so far, right? There's no Alabama, no mm-hmm. Georgia Bulldogs, no LSU Tigers. So I'm talking about just road games. And, yeah, I think about the dangerous places to play. You got two on this list, South Carolina and Texas A&M, but I think Tennessee fans are cool with that.
Okay.
Now, if they lose, Mike, if they lose, you know what that means? Better get over to Tennessee Legend Distillery. Nothing makes you feel better after a Tennessee loss than a little Tennessee Legend Distillery. So be sure, if you are up in the Smokies or in the Nashville area, to stop by and see our cousins over there. And I tell you what, it's fun. You have fun. Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff. It's not just alcohol. They got shirts, bags, all kinds of stuff that you could take home, souvenirs. Let them know the cousins sent you. Not only are you going to get a discount, but you will also get a bonus gift.
Oh, an easy schedule?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Easy schedule is what everybody wants, right?
Well, that's what Mizzou seems to always get here, Shane. And I'm looking at just at the road games.
Yeah.
So we got to throw Kansas in there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, rivalry, I get it, but we should beat the hell out of them. At Mississippi State, at Ole Miss, at Arkansas, at Georgia. So they're getting a little bit tougher, but still, I think this is quite manageable.
Yeah. No, I think it is. And, you know, it's funny, too. I feel like when we do stuff like this, and we're going to do it all offseason, we're going to say, oh, man, Mizzou's got an easy, or Tennessee's got it easy, or something like that. And then when those teams that are on that schedule get tough, you know what? They're like, yeah, you got beat, and you had an easy schedule. And I was like, wait a minute, we don't have an easy schedule anymore. Yeah, it's tough because last 2 years, that's the one thing we wanted to say about Missouri is they ain't played nobody, right? They got it made. They got smooth sailing. As long as they win the games they're favorites in, they're going to make it to the postseason or college football playoffs. But, man, there's going to be a couple of games you are not. And in most of them, two of them probably may be on the road. So, yeah, this is not.
How many of these road games for Missouri would you say that they'll be favored in?
Two. I think Kansas and Arkansas and Mississippi. Oh, I'm sorry, three. Mississippi State. Damn, that they got five. No, never mind. I'm sorry.
But yeah, because you're throwing in Kansas here.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
again, manageable. Now this one is getting kind of dicey to me. Now we've kind of flipped into some difficult ones. Ole Miss at Florida, the Swamp.
Yeah.
At Vanderbilt, that should be manageable. But at Texas, at Oklahoma, I think if you go 2-2 on the road, I think you'd probably take it.
Yeah. Yeah, because there'll be two your underdogs in, but two you don't want to play, right?
Right.
Florida and Vanderbilt will be tough. I mean, you throw in – well, we're just doing SEC talk. Louisville will be – out of the gate, nobody's talking about that game, but that one is a scary one. I wish it wasn't on the schedule. I definitely wish it was not in Nashville there. I wish this would have been a home game or something, but they do not got it. They don't have it easy here.
I mean, no, they don't.
No. That's why Lane left, right? He saw this. He saw the schedule and said, hell no. Give me an LSU schedule.
You know who else doesn't have it easy?
Who's that?
Arkansas.
Oh.
At A&M, at Vanderbilt, at Auburn, at Texas, and we're throwing in at Utah here too.
You know what's crazy about Arkansas? You think of tough schedules. South Carolina always comes up. Auburn always comes up. You know, some of these teams, but it seems like Arkansas, even though they don't have a out-of-conference permanent rival or anything like that, it seems like they're always dealing with a tough since COVID, it feels like Arkansas is constantly getting screwed by the schedule gods here. But this is brutal. They may not be favored in any of the five games that are on the road here.
Yeah, and some of that, I mean, fair or not, some of that may be because Arkansas, they're not perceived as like a top 20 team. So maybe it does look a little bit more difficult. And I really tried to not do that. You know, I'm not trying to pick, you know, who's going to win, who's going to lose, but throw it to Utah as well. You would think, given how difficult it is for Arkansas, that they'd go straight. Of course, they're not allowed to, but that they'd go straight to Indiana and just get three or four that are just complete BS, you know?
Yeah, I saw this one here. It says, good thing Arkansas is doing good at basketball.
all right. Now, hey, again, we're getting in difficult schedules here. How about Texas, Shane?
Oh, yeah.
Texas at Tennessee, at Missouri, at LSU, at A&M.
Buddy.
It ain't going to be easy.
I thought Texas always get easy schedule, though. You know, they always get the easy one.
That's what I was told.
I mean, that was part of the clock. I guess that time's up, right? They had a 2-year show cause there, and that got lifted, and now they got to play somebody. Man, this is not easy, Mike. This may be the toughest schedule period in the Southeastern Conference, and Texas fans go get their money's worth, brother. If you go on the road with these guys and you get these wins, look at these places you're playing, man. Neyland Stadium, Death Valley, you know, Kyle Field. These are some of the places we've put on the pedestal as the toughest places to play. You're going to get to see all those venues they're waiting for you. Everybody wants to see Texas. So, yeah, this is going to be a hell of a season for them Longhorns.
And I'm not counting Oklahoma. I don't think we should in this exercise, but you could argue that's a not a road game, but not a home game either. You know what?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, how about this one, Shane? These guys, they can't catch a break either. Mississippi State, at Carolina, at LSU, at Texas, at Ole Miss, and then throw in Minnesota, which is apparently, you know, one of the better teams in that conference this year.
Oh, but I mean, do you say, let me ask you, Mike.
Ask me.
Do you say this because it's Mississippi State? Like, if I change the logo up top.
No, because LSU, okay. I mean, three of these have
all right
playoff, you know, aspirations, you know?
I just want to see if you're biased. If I put a Georgia Bulldog symbol up there, you'd be like, eh, you know, it's tough, but, you know, I don't know, first year LSU. <You know>? No, I'm not saying that. Mississippi State's got a tough one. They know what's ahead, but golly, I'm also looking at the road games. They are the home games. They have not got it easy. But I don't think it's as daunting as some of the other SEC ones. So tough schedule, yes, but
and remember, I feel, it's an even year for Carolina, so they're probably going to be a 10-win team.
Yeah, I know. Those boat rowers are coming down here, too, on September. Or no, you go up there. Probably yeah. Going to be snowing or something. Oh, God.
And speaking of Carolina, I mean, that, I got them right there, too, at Bama, at Florida, at Oklahoma, at Arkansas, and at Clemson. And not that I think Clemson is going to be, you know, very good, but
yeah,
this is like one of those old cliches where it literally doesn't matter what the records are. Going to Clemson is always going to be difficult, I think, for Carolina.
Yeah, but I like the road games. Especially if you think Alabama's down, right? Florida could, I mean, I think South Carolina fans feel like first year, you know, summer all down in Florida is not going to be, you know, St. Steve Spurrier's Gators yet. But I feel like the Gamecocks are looking at this saying, okay, we can beat Florida. We can beat Arkansas. We sure the hell can beat Clemson. Toughest two games got Alabama and Oklahoma. And man, we almost got Alabama last year. So
keep in mind, Florida's like 40-1 to win the conference, I think.
Oh, no.
Carolina's like 300-1.
I'm just saying Gamecock fans. They are not looking at Florida as intimidating, but they are.
Oh, I think they should.
What they should and what they're doing are two different things, right? I shouldn't eat dessert because I'm big, but I do, right?
I think this is the toughest one of all, Shane.
Yeah.
We've gotten to the toughest of the tough. Shout out the Sooners. At Georgia, at Mississippi State, at Florida, at Missouri, and I'm throwing in at Michigan as well. So we've got six here, or excuse me, five here. But some of these are going to be brutal, I think.
Some of them, yeah. I think 1, 2, 3, possibly four of them will be top 25 teams when you play them. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe six. Who knows what's going to happen? So, yeah, not an easy road at all, but oh, man, Oklahoma's just looking for I feel like a repeat. Everybody's looking at last year like, is Sooners back? Yeah or no? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It feels like this is a prove-it year, a big one, and look at this, just the first month alone. I'm gonna rope in Texas there. You look Michigan on the road, Georgia, and then the Red River. Golly, that's Murder's Row right there.
If they make a playoff, they're going to have to earn it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Hell yeah, man. They deserved it.
All right, then.
That's when we say, can an 8-4 team get into the playoffs? If so, Oklahoma needs to be at least in that grouping.
Because they deserve it.
They deserve it. Absolutely.
All right, and then toughest home schedules.
Yeah.
So we have just three that have four meaningful home games.
Yeah.
Auburn. Again, I'm not counting Southern Miss. I'm not counting Samford. To hell with all that. So, yes, Auburn got the brutal of brutal road schedules. But I think their home schedule, Florida, Vanderbilt, LSU, and Arkansas, I think that's the best in terms of if you're only going to have four. Give me those four. I'm feeling pretty good that we can go at least 3-1.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think so. We're just talking SEC here.
Mm-hmm.
But
because the rest, they'll beat the hell out of them, right?
Right. Yeah. But if we're not, yeah, let's just rope all of them in here for a second. I feel like you're looking at this saying, okay, we got four. You know, we may be able to get one additional one here at home that puts us at five. We win one road game, we're we're in a bowl. You know, we win two, we're in a better bowl. So I like this. It's tough when you're looking at the road games, but when you flip the coin, it's like, but maybe this is why it is the toughest place to play, because we're playing all these cupcakes.
All right, and then your Florida Gators, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I like theirs, too. Ole Miss at home, Carolina at home, Oklahoma at home, Vanderbilt at home. No, we don't... It's quite literally all we get aside from the two cupcakes. But again, manageable home schedule. And if John Sumrall's who Shane's telling us he is, he's going to win all these damn home games. And
oh, yeah.
That'd be a nice start to, you know, making a bowl his first year.
Well, I think it's very important because the Swamp gets left out of those lists sometimes because it's not an intimidating place to play. But the reason is people have come down there and beat you. So you start winning a large percentage of your games at home, then all of a sudden the Swamp becomes a little more intimidating. The fans are, you know, packed to the gills. So, yeah, it's important that you start 26 the right way. And as far as home schedules, I really like it, Mike.
All right. And then last one among the teams that just have four. Oklahoma. Kentucky, Carolina, Ole Miss, A&M. Again, that's pretty manageable, if you ask me.
Ugh. It sucked to be a season ticket holder, though, right? You're like, eh.
I think you skip this year.
Yeah. You better not get my coach any more money here.
Somebody asked, you know, when are we going to get you to Norman to get a swirl? And I said, buddy, not in 26, unless you host a playoff game, you know?
Yeah, if they're undefeated, A&M's a top 10 team, maybe that's the one we're looking at. But it'd be tough to get down there this year.
All right, now we go to the teams that have at least five meaningful home games. Now, hey, maybe they gave them a bone here because they need it, Shane. Mississippi State, Mizzou, Oklahoma, Vandy, Auburn. Of course, Bama's going to be difficult. But I think this is the most forgiving home slate among teams that have five SEC home games.
And they need it. Jeff Lebby needs it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this is the hottest seat in town right here. And
would it blow you away if they went 4-1 in those home games?
No. But that's what we saw last year, right? So I feel like State can do that. They've fully capable of doing it. Get the cowbells rolling, but you need it. You have to. This is such a pivotal season for them. And I feel like it all starts at home. So this isn't the worst one out there for sure.
Now this one I didn't know where to put. So I put it right here. Give me Texas. Now if it didn't have Ohio State, I think it's one of the more manageable.
Yeah.
But I don't know how good Ohio State is. I'm sure they'll be preseason top two or three because we got to pretend Big Ten's good. But Florida, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Arkansas, if things go according to plan, you should beat all those teams. I'm counting Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you do that September 13th, we can go ahead and bring the national title trophy down, you know, just so you can keep it warm while we've played 26 seasons. So, yeah, they're going to crown them after that second week, but buddy, this is a very manageable home slate after Ohio State. No reason you can't win all those games. I think you'll be favorites in all of them this season.
Would you argue that this is probably the easiest SEC home slate? Because I think it is so far.
So far, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, man. I mean, everybody looks at Ole Miss and their first knee-jerk reaction is they think of the college football playoffs and what we saw last year, right? But what if it's not, you know, what if Ole Miss is an 8-4 team, then all of a sudden you're looking at Texas saying, oh man, we got it lucky here.
Now, this one, I think, is also very manageable, Shane. The Dogs. Come on. Oklahoma's going to be tough. But Vanderbilt, Auburn, Missouri, Georgia Tech, I think it'd be an upset if you lost a home game.
Yeah. You're going to be favorites in every one of them. So Georgia should go undefeated on this run, but doesn't mean they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Georgia, they're going to blow one of these games.
Trying to think. I don't know if this tell me if this stat still exists, if you can remember. Last SEC coach to go into Georgia and beat them. Oh, wait, no, shit. It does. All right, not the last one, but the one before the last one.
I don't remember the one before the last one. Who is it?
Do you know who the last one is?
Last one was Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, you nailed it. And the one before, you don't remember?
Nick Saban?
Muschamp.
Oh, Muschamp.
Remember that?
Yeah, I don't, but yes. Oh, was that the glass? Was that the glasses?
Yeah, the glasses. Yeah. And they got like three quarterbacks knocked out. They still beat them, and I think it was an overtime.
Rich couldn't kick. He couldn't make a field goal. There was three interceptions. That was a crazy game. That was a wild game.
And that was a fun, a little trivia topic till DeBoer went in there and beat him. You know what?
Yeah, can't do that no more.
You know what we also can't do is say Kentucky's got an easy home schedule, Shane. Bama, LSU, Vanderbilt, Florida, Louisville. Man, they got no breaks. No breaks.
Damn. Stein's going to be... He's going to be drinking. You can see why Coach Stoops on that hard stuff now, you know? he got the hell out of Dodge here. Kentucky's got the toughest schedule in the conference, man. Toughest.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Bold words, but perhaps fair. Next, I got Bama. I do think Bama, though, at home, a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
They've got Carolina, Georgia. That's a big reason why. A&M, I'm still a believer in A&M. Auburn. Mm-hmm. And then we're counting Florida State, which we can mock Florida State all we want, as we should. But they whooped Alabama's ass last year, last I recall.
Yeah. But home schedules, right? I'm looking at Georgia and A&M. And other than that, Alabama will be favorites in all but the Georgia game.
Hell,
and maybe even then. Who knows?
They won't be favored. Georgia. How dare you, Shane?
I wish you'd do a walking bet. Like if Alabama, the week of, is favorites, you do 2 miles and eat a donut.
I'll run it. I won't walk it. How about that?
I'll up the ante. So I'm doing this walk, right? And I'm 20-something minutes in it, and I'm about to close a mile, right? And I said, damn, I wish I could do a 7-minute jog. You know, I could knock all this out in 14 minutes if I was an athlete, but I wasn't, and I'm not. This is the shit I think about while I'm walking.
If I was in shape, it's me easier. Yep. And if I was smart, Shane?
Yeah?
I would have went to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, they've got a tough one, too. Ole Miss, Arkansas, Bama, and Tennessee. So, again, and I'm throwing NC State in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're getting into the really difficult home slates.
Yeah. That was tough.
How many are they going to win, you think, at home?
They will win...
Of the meaningful games.
Four. Oh, I said... Two? I'm just doing all of them. I say four. Four and three at home.
Yeah, so two and three in the meaningful game. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah, that's just where we're at. But we've been wrong about Vanderbilt before, Mike.
Well, I mean, you have.
Yeah. Maybe Diego Pavia was holding them back, you know?
He's just trying to save your life, just like A&M, Shane. So A&M next. Again, we're counting Arizona State here.
Yeah.
I don't know how good they truly are, but I do respect their coach. Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Texas. They can't beat Texas to save their life. So I think those last two in particular could upset them, you know?
It's a tough schedule. Just overall, just brutal. Yeah, I like the early, like September, October. I like that for sure. But that last month's going to be tough. I mean, and you pencil in South Carolina, Alabama, Oklahoma there. Whoo, buddy. What a
and here's something
in.
We haven't really said, which I think we got to take into account. Again, I mean, if you're an A&M fan, I get it. You're probably saying, oh, Kentucky, Arkansas, we own these losers. We're going to beat them. But you got to remember now, Shane, this is a new era. You could kind of come out of nowhere. Hell, the damn national champion just did it. Yeah. And I'm not saying these are national championship teams, but with the portal, with the new coaching staff, I don't think we have any clue what Kentucky and Arkansas truly will be till we see them hit the field. So let's just say, again, to call everybody the next Indiana stupid, I'm not doing that. But let's say Kentucky and Arkansas both go 8-4 next year, which would be a hell of a turnaround. But if I were to guarantee you that Kentucky and Arkansas are 8-4, I don't think that's wild. And all of a sudden you're like, good night. This is probably the nation's most difficult schedule. Like, like that could happen.
It could happen. And it's not crazy. You're not it's that's the thing with some of these teams I'm looking at. They're kind of on that fence. They could be really good or they could suck. And it's, I don't know, man. What if they're really good? And then you're looking at A&M and you're saying, dude, 8-4, they should be in the playoffs, right? What a brutal schedule that was. How many top 25 teams did you play? A lot.
Now, the thing that's going to hold Arkansas back, though, this damn schedule, Shane, how about their home games? Georgia, Tennessee, Mizzou, Carolina, and LSU. I mean, there's a world where they don't win on one of them.
Very realistic, Mike. And old Silver Fox, he's got his hands full. But what if they do, though? You know, what if they do go 2-2 in that little stint of away games or home games? That would be something, right? That would be something to build on. And
that's how you build it. You know, you defend the home turf.
Right.
Again, I just shadow them. Maybe Tennessee. Who knows? Tennessee, what if their quarterback may suck? Their defense may be in shambles. You can win that one. You got 2 weeks to – you could beat Missouri to save your life, but maybe that was because it was at the end of the schedule. We're bumping that bad boy up to Halloween. We're going to whoop their ass. Carolina, they've already fired their coach by now. That's another win. So, yeah, right there, I just found you three wins.
They got Tennessee's number. When we get to that one, that will be a true toss for me because I don't know what it is with Arkansas – but they got that evil spirit over us, so.
Yeah, you know, but you know who's got the evil spirit on them?
Who's that?
Mizzou! With this schedule, Florida, A&M, Texas, Kentucky, Oklahoma. Some murderers there in the home slate. A good year to be a Missouri ticket fan.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. Great year, and show off the new stadium, you know what I'm saying? So this one would be pretty cool. And are there some tough games? Absolutely, but there's a world that we live in where Mizzou starts out strong with some of these early wins, mainly the Florida A&M, those two in particular. If you can get over that one, then all of a sudden you're like, hey, Mizzou's got a pretty good shot here. So, yeah, I like the first half of the schedule. The back half, Texas and Oklahoma in November. Oh, you pencil Georgia on the road. That's a all that momentum you thought you had. It's like Texas A&M 2.0 from last year.
Hey, shout out to cousin JP in a comment, Shane. He says they're getting Bojangles in Oklahoma now. So I guess Sooners are officially SEC now.
Welcome.
What does he got to look forward to when it comes to Bojangles?
Cajun filet biscuit all day long.
That's it.
Don't overthink. I hate when these restaurants get all crazy with their menu. I see Hardee's over there. Hardee's has done everything. They've done everything from fried chicken to stick to breakfast. And it's a shame that they don't have breakfast all day long because that's what they're really good at. Bojangles got that Cajun filet, the bow rounds. Hello. Now, they've got other stuff. Don't get me wrong. There's a new sandwich that's floating around. I saw the chicken sandwich is good. The three-piece supreme. Can't go wrong. I don't know what they put in their honey mustard, but I bet it's illegal because it is addictive. So,
two things, Shane.
I wish they were a sponsor. I'll do it for $1.
Three things.
Yeah.
You didn't mention Bowberries, which is disappointing because I know you like them.
Bowberries, real quick on that, you have to ask for extra icing because if not, they're not paying attention.
That's too much.
No, that's too much. No such thing as too much icing.
Secondly, you are the first person I've ever heard call Bojangles a restaurant. That is like a...
Well, yeah, of course it is. That's a fine restaurant.
I feel like
restaurant.
A restaurant is a place you sit in. Like, Bojangles
they
is something...
They have tables in there.
I'm like, I don't want to be seen eating it. That's Bojangles to me. But, and third, you said one item, and then you rattled off about eight items there.
I know. I'm just going through the menu of all the great times I've had at Bojangles.
All right. Speaking of good times, Shade, it's going to be a good time in Oxford with this slate at home. LSU, Mizzou, Auburn, Georgia, Mississippi State. Good night. Cheat Golding's going to have to cheat his ass off to win a lot of these games. This is a hell of a schedule if you're an Ole Miss fan to be a season ticket holder.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Ole Miss. But we get to the end of this thing, and if they are sitting there at 9-3, 10-2, I mean, this may be even better of a football team than they were the year before. You know what I'm saying? And I like having my tough opponents at home. And Ole Miss, I think they really need it too. So season tickets, you got it made this season.
And I could be wrong. I don't think I never am.
No.
I think their last senior class or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they lost like, of course, in Ole Miss, that's kind of like an oxymoron, senior class, because everybody transfers in. But, if you do that, like the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I think they only lost like one game at home.
Come on now.
Isn't that crazy?
Just got to get the fans to show up. You know what
I'm saying?
If
they do that again, odds are they're going to go undefeated at home. If Ole Miss goes undefeated at home, which that is, I mean, again, LSU, Mizzou, Auburn, Georgia, Mississippi State. I mean, they're a playoff lock, right?
Oh, yeah. 10-2 or 11-1 even.
Yeah, I would. I'd say 11-1 if they go undefeated at home.
Yeah, yeah.
What a time to be an Ole Miss fan. You know what?
Steven up. Shane knows Bojangles, man. You're better than Tennessee roster. That is factually correct.
Speaking of Tennessee, how about this home slate? Texas, Auburn, Bama, Kentucky, LSU. I mean, it's the toughest place in the world to play any sport, Shane. But it would not stun me if they lose three again. I'm not picking it. I'm just saying it would not stun me.
I'm looking at closer to two. I think we're going down to, well.
You like Bama.
No,
And you like Texas. And you like LSU. Who are they beating?
Well, those three, I think they get two. They're going to get one. They'll get one of them, at least. I don't know, man. Jeez. Of course, I'm going to be optimistic right now, Mike. But, yeah, Tennessee may be undefeated by a Vanderbilt game.
Okay. By the Vanderbilt game. All right, then the last one. This is the toughest.
All right.
Toughest home schedule. LSU. A&M, Mississippi State, Bama, Texas. And I'm throwing in Clemson as well because, hell, they can't win in a damn opener. Of course, they did it last year, and then the whole damn program fell apart. But, man, I'm seeing three toss-ups.
That's tough. That is absolutely tough. I don't know about toughest. It's up there. It just depends on Clemson, right, which Clemson team shows up. If Clemson beats them, then I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is without the doubt the toughest one. But if they don't, then I'll be like, you know, LSU's got a – they got it pretty good here on the road. But I don't know. Damn, LSU. Lane Kiffin's got his hands full this year, brother.
He does. And that makes it all the more interesting to me that they're like, not playoffs or bust, championship or bust.
Yeah.
Which maybe they'll get there. But I don't know. With all these pieces having to be put together for the first time while learning a new offense. Now, yeah. I think it'll save them that they kept the continuity on the defensive side. I think that could be massive because I think defense will, may have to carry him for the first couple games. But if they get if they can get that offense going, then yeah, they're gonna be a lot of trouble for everybody, I think.
Oh, without doubt. Oh, look here. Cousin Shane going to East Tennessee for vacation at the end of the month. What kind of shine do you recommend at Tennessee Legend Distillery? I don't know about you, Mike, but the peach was a favorite around here, and you can't go wrong with the peanut butter cup. I know it's not an everyday drink, but when you have it and you got people over, it's the one that they want to try. So if you're looking for a crowd pleaser, definitely get the peanut butter. But I love the peach. It goes down so smooth.
Yeah, but see, Shane is he needs these flavors and stuff,
I'm a
too.
Flavor guy, yeah.
I just like the straight bourbon. I think that's the best one.
I just can't. I can't. I tried it, right?
I'm not a woman.
What does that mean? Jeez, Mike.
The flavored ones is made for for women,
no,
I think.
It's made for good-looking men, too, you know? So that's why I drink it.
But no, that's a great thing. You go in there, they'll give you all kinds of samples.
Yeah.
And they have dozens of flavors.
Yeah.
So you get to figure out which one you like.
And you be careful because usually after about that 12th sample, you're leaving about 13 bottles, you know? So I love it. It's always fun to have. And like I said, yes, I do like the flavored kind. So I'm not a manly man like SEC Mike over here with his fancy oranges and smoked drinks and everything.
Yeah. You know who is a manly man, though?
Oh, he's Road
showing
Tide.
Up for the
Road
boys Tide. In Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out Stephen Up. Hey, gifted JC. How about him? Cool name. And we also got Sigor became a member.
Yeah.
So Sigor and JC, how about him?
Welcome to the family.
All right, buddy. That's all I've got on this one. Anything before we hop off?
Don't forget to swing on over there to SEC Cousin Shane and see the last mile that almost died on. Appreciate it. Any thumbs up would be awesome. But, no, looking forward to seeing you next week, Mike. Looking forward to talking.
Next week?
Yeah, next week. It's this week. Yeah, this week. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sunday. Well, technically, I don't know what day. Sunday usually ends the week for me, so next week.
Oh, gotcha.
But if Sunday's
so
your
tomorrow,
first day,
next week.
Yeah, tomorrow, next week. You know what? Maybe I'll just cancel the trip, Mike. But, hey, today's shout-outs, I saw JP went ahead and put this together. Thank you, cuz. Goes to Stephen Up, always showing up. Thank you, sir. Thank you, JP. Thank you all for hanging out with us. And I look forward to seeing you guys again Tuesday. Mike will be on here with the smart guy tomorrow. And the dumb guys. Marla coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Preview the SEC tournament. But that's going to do it for this episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.